It's Tuesday, the 30th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8am news bulletin. The body of a 40-year-old woman suspected to have been murdered was discovered in her flat in Kleinwinduk. According to police reports, her friends found her covered and tied up in a blanket after searching for her since Friday. Police Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuinga stated that several items, including an iPhone and a silver BMW vehicle, were missing from her flat. Vinduk-based psychologist Dr. Sean Whittaker.
This ongoing incidents of gender-based violence that is so disturbing to all of us. This one in particular, I must admit, for me, when I hear of these incidents as a psychologist, my first thought is always, I wonder if this person was drugged.
The leadership of the Karutura Residents Committee paid a visit to the Ombudsman's office to check on previously raised concerns, only to find violated issues at the city of Vinduk. Ombudsman Basilius Diakuha expressed disappointment over the city of Vinduk's evasive behavior, indicating that he is drafting recommendations for the National Assembly. Sean Garisep gave us an update on the stance of the Competition Commission.
So the Commission is currently in the process of finalizing the screening, which will recommend to either initiate an investigation or not. And is expected to be finalized in May, which is this month. Should the Commission find prima facie evidence that points to anti-competitive conduct between these parties, a formal investigation will be initiated in accordance with Section 33 of the Competitions Act. That is what we were told.
The National Commission on Research, Science and Technology introduced the second installment of the National Research and Experimental Development Survey Report, accredited by the Namibia Statistics Agency and backed by the Higher Education Ministry. The report evaluates Namibia's research and development capabilities. Professor Anicia Peters, CEO of the National Commission on Research, Science and Technology.
The gross expenditure on research and development expenditure as a percentage to the GDP for Namibia went up from 0.34% in 2014 to 0.73% in 2022. That is quite a significant increase, and we see that Namibia is now amongst the top three African countries in terms of its R&D spend as a percentage to the GDP.
South Africa's Electoral Commission has urged the police to promptly investigate allegations that the MK party submitted fraudulent signatures to meet candidate nomination criteria. Over the weekend, reports surfaced stating that a former senior member accused the party of widespread signature forgery to meet requirements for the forthcoming national elections. A criminal complaint has been lodged with law enforcement. The IEC underscored the urgency of a thorough investigation to ensure the integrity of the electoral process. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken has discussed a possible ceasefire in Gaza with U.S. allies in Saudi Arabia, urging Hamas to accept the proposal. Blinken has also warned Israel over its planned ground invasive in Rafah. Nick Harper brings us the report from Washington.
A ceasefire and the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas topped the agenda for Antony Blinken. The U.S. Secretary of State is in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh, where he's urged Hamas to accept the ceasefire proposal, which he's described as extraordinarily generous. Blinken also discussed increasing the delivery of humanitarian assistance to Palestinians in Gaza, and he warned Israel not to go ahead with its planned ground offensive on Rafah. Blinken will visit Jordan and Israel on Tuesday.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.